And in this year of lockdowns and travel restrictions, I think more people have become interested in all things local. Across the country, people have been working from home, and among them are many talented artists working in many different forms. Here's Jane to tell you about one of these creative spirits from Norfolk.
It's more important than ever to support our own people, working away at home producing unique works of art. They come in all shapes and sizes, from tiny pieces of jewellery to huge outside structures. All are special, and those who spend their time making them have had a rough time during the pandemic. Especially now, as Christmas approaches and many of the fairs and exhibitions where they display items which they've taken long hours to produce have been put on hold. One such artist is Jo Rochester from Burnext Aylsham in Norfolk, who makes colourful and quite stunning textile animal heads and so much more. Her work is spectacular and it gives untold pleasure. Hanging on a wall in homes, it will make you smile even in dark times. Mother of two, Jo, explains that she's always liked stags' heads, but not the skulls. I expect some of you reading this will, like me, remember looking around large country houses with real heads hanging on the walls. They always made me feel uncomfortable. Jo went a step further and decided to make one with antlers, local ones, but a head made of Harris tweed, classic vintage cloth and a patchwork of textiles. She loved producing it, so she made others, followed by more animals, cows, rams and dogs. There's now a whole range of items. Jo found her pastime was turning into a job as orders came in from near and far. "I've got a bit of an eye for colour and I like mixing fabric," says Jo, who now produces a range of wonderful works of art from her Norfolk home. Some people might have a favourite Hebridean ram, and when it dies, they want it to live on in a different form, so they send the curly horns to me to work from. "It's been a difficult year this year," she says, "as it's been for many other people." Her work and that of other local artists can be found at Creek Abbey Cafe and the Handcraft Company at Blakeney in Norfolk, also on Facebook at Virtual Norfolk Craft. And do keep a lookout for the work of all artists from across Norfolk and Suffolk. They need our support more than ever, and their super skills certainly deserve our attention and respect.
Well done to Jo and to all those other creative talents out there.